It's 10 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Jill Clausen with Gord Anderson and Derek Morrison. It's plus one and sunny outside our East York studios, so get out there and enjoy the beautiful weather. Now, here are the headlines. New details of a plot to blow up nearly a dozen commercial planes have been revealed. British officials say that suspects allegedly plan to use liquid explosives to blow up planes bound for Canada. In sports, the Toronto Raptors lost in overtime to the Atlanta Hawks, blowing a 17-point third-quarter lead. And in the world of entertainment, Derek will give a rundown of the newest movies hitting up the box office this weekend. And now to our top story. It has been revealed that terrorists had allegedly planned to blow up planes bound for Canada. Though the plot has been in the news since the suspects were arrested in 2006, this is the first time Canada has been mentioned as an alleged target. The eight men arrested are on trial for conspiring to use liquid explosives to blow up commercial planes. The attack, if carried out, would have potentially been more devastating than the attack on September 11th. Officials estimate that between 2,500 and 3,000 people could have been killed if the attacks went as planned. A representative for Public Safety and Transport Canada made no comment on this new development. An unlikely East End neighborhood is becoming a regular setting for violent deaths. Many people living in the area are shaken up after a recent rush hour shooting. One resident says she's appalled these crimes are happening there. Abby Crosby reports.
For a quiet neighborhood, Riverdale is seeing a lot of violence. In the last 4 months, there have been three shootings. Hu Chen Mao is the most recent victim of gun violence. He died on January 17th. He was working at a supermarket on Girard Street East when he got caught in the crossfire of a shootout. Jenna Germain has lived in Riverdale for 2 years. She says she's shocked by the latest death near her home.
Who opens fire on a street full of people? I mean, in what realm is that a good idea?
Mao is the second innocent bystander this year to die from gunshot wounds. John O'Keefe was shot walking along Yonge Street 4 days earlier. He was 42 years old. Germain says she's scared that people are using guns so recklessly.
Shooting a gun is easy. Hitting what you shoot is not easy. It looks easy in the movies, but it's not. And more often than not, shooting at something, you're going to miss.
The incidents have many people talking about gun control again. Germain isn't sure if the city can do anything to stop the violence.
I really don't know what the city can be doing other than, you know, what it's already doing in terms of police and everything else.
Police are still looking for Mao's killer. They're asking residents to come forward with any information. In the meantime, Jenna Germain is locking her doors. In Riverdale, I'm Abby Crosby for Centennial College Radio News.
Drivers in the GTA may want to think twice before filling up at the gas pumps. The price of gas has jumped nearly 3 cents overnight. This means that the price of gas is now $1.12 a liter. Prices have not been this high since 2005, when Hurricane Katrina caused the price of oil to soar to nearly $1.29 a liter in the GTA. And in international news, French President Nicolas Sarkozy has announced his pledge to send more troops to Afghanistan. Despite opposition to the plan, he said he believes that this surge will serve France's global interests. With another battalion in Afghanistan, some American troops are free to lend assistance to Canadian forces in Kandahar. The announcement was made today at a meeting of NATO leaders in Bucharest. Sarkozy, along with Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, will hold a press conference later today. And that's the latest in news. Now here's Gord with a look at what's happening in the world of sports.
Thanks, Jill, and hello, sports fans. The Toronto Raptors' push for fifth in the Eastern Conference took a hit last night. The Raps blew a 17-point third-quarter lead and lost 127-120 in OT against the Atlanta Hawks. The game wasn't without controversy as a last-second layup by Raps guard TJ Ford was ruled no good. Apparently, the clock started a tenth of a second too soon as Ford received an inbounds pass from small forward Carlos Delfino and put the ball in the hoop. Raps GM Brian Colangelo called the league office but wasn't sure whether the Dinos had a case for a protest. In baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays rebounded from an opening night loss to the New York Yankees with a 5-2 win last night. Jays starter A.J. Burnett went six strong innings. Burnett gave up two runs while scattering five hits and striking out three. Vernon Wells was the offensive star of the night. Wells went 3-for-4, including his first home run of the year, a two-run shot in the third. The series finale is tonight as the Jays send Dustin McGowan to the hill to take on Yankees rookie right-hander Phil Hughes. The Toronto Maple Leafs play their final home game of the year tonight when they take on the skidding Ottawa Senators. The Leafs have been playing for pride since a home-and-home series loss against the Boston Bruins last week. The Senators are 1-4-1 in their last six games, and a loss might put their playoff chances in the tank, a far cry from the start of the season when they went 13-1-0. A Buds win would cloud an already foggy Eastern Conference playoff race. Five teams are within 3 points of each other, with each team playing twice. The Scarborough men's lacrosse team just lost their second game of the season. It was a roller coaster of a game with lots of energy involved. Kristen Waters has the story.
They played against U of T's Engineering at the Varsity Field Athletic Center, known to everyone as the Bubble. Scarborough was up 3 points at the end of the first period and playing a great game. However, they fell behind in the second period after a 10-0 Engineering run, but that didn't let them get discouraged. One of the game's standout players, Adam Chamberlain, reflects on the team's mood after the period.
I think we came a little bit flat-footed after the first. We were a little bit eager. We wanted to show these guys what we were all about. You know, we heard them talk on the sidelines. They didn't really think that much of us, so, you know, a lot of new guys, a lot of unproven guys. That doesn't mean that, you know, we don't match them talent-wise. We got the legs and we had enough guys on the bench, so I think we really stuck with them. But, you know, the talent differential really came through in the second and third period. So.
After a shaky second period, the guys got it together and scored 3 more points. The final score was 16-8 for Engineering, but Chamberlain is still hopeful.
Our second game in now, I think we could definitely finish out the season with a couple wins, a pair of wins to close out. But I think we got a good chance.
The team's mentality is that win or lose, they're out there to have fun, and Coach Dallas Boyer backs that up.
He told us in the first tryout that win or lose, beers after the game always taste the same, so that's kind of the motto of the team.
Next Wednesday, the guys will play Trinity College. This is Kirsten Waters reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
And finally, from our Did You Know files, did you know that Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez will make $26 million this year? Did you also know that Rodriguez will make $6 million more than the entire Florida Marlins opening day roster? Just something to think about. After the short break, stay with us as we walk the red carpet. Derek will take a look at entertainment.
Ole, amigos. Su casa means your home. And that's how Ramona wants you to feel when you visit her at San Antonio's most elegant Mexican restaurant, Su casa. Ramona features the most popular dishes from Mexico, including enchiladas verdes or rancheros, chili con queso or chimichangos. But Ramona also has special family recipes that you won't find anywhere else. Try pescado en concha, chunks of sole in rich cream and cheddar cheese sauce, served in scallop shell. Or scallops La Jolla, prepared with wine, lemon juice, and 3 kinds of cheese. Or baked swordfish manzanillo. See Ramona today, where her home is your home. Su casa!
Welcome back, friends. Well, here we are on a Thursday, and the weekend is oh so close. You can almost taste it. Well, here's a little appetizer of what movies are coming out tomorrow that you might just want to check out. Leatherheads opens, starring everyone's favorite, George Clooney, who also directed the film. The movie co-stars Renee Zellweger and John Krasinski, who you might best know as Jim from The Office. The movie is a romantic comedy set in the 1920s about a football team trying to pull it together. But instead, Clooney decides to fall for Krasinski's fiance. I think old George has a good shot at winning that battle. If romantic comedy isn't your thing, there's also a horror opening. The Ruins opens starring Jonathan Tucker and, well, no one else you've ever heard of. A group of good-looking college kids decided to take a trip to Mexico, and as their vacation draws to a close, they think venturing into the jungle would be a good idea. I can only imagine what horrors will ensue. In Toronto last night, the Air Canada Centre was rocking, but no thanks to the hapless Leafs. Jay-Z and Mary J. Blige were in town to put on a show for a packed house. Speaking of Jay-Z, once again the rumor mill is spinning and allegations of a wedding between him and Beyonce are heating up after they were spotted getting a marriage license in New York yesterday. I can only imagine how much that wedding would cost and the high roller guest list drinking Cristal all night. Staying with the performers, but bringing it back to reality, an award-winning Toronto poet has managed to be intellectual, erotic, and even bestial, all in a single performance at Toronto's Art Bar Poetry Society at Clinton's Tavern. Stephen Humphrey reports.
Please welcome Angela Rawlings.
Toronto's long-running Art Bar Poetry Series is known for being eclectic. One of their featured poets was Angela Rawlings. She's a thinking poet's poet, but she's also a performer. She knows how to reach an audience.
Wolves. The low noise of the noise, wolves howl, wolves overwhelm the tree line, wolves know the moon, their silhouettes, wolves, wolves, who will howl, wolves, moist souls, their sonowolfish wolves, with their noses, noises, no wolves, wo ho ho's, wo wo woo!
a little bit too around these these arch literary themes of man versus nature, man versus the supernatural. So kind of thinking about this versus thing and a tendency to use the pronouns in English anyway as a signifier of ownership or of possession. Starting to think about this is my tree, this is my garden, this is my dog, this is like that.
So sort of two-year-old logic.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Rowling's new poem has the working title Ecology. She hopes to spit it into a piece for many voices with her performance troupe, Theater Co-Mutiny.
Wow. Wow. Wealth.
Thank you.
This is Stephen Humphrey of the Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern in Toronto.
That's all for entertainment. Now back to Jill to wrap it up.
Thanks, Derek. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening. Have a great day.